Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 48. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 86. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs in the upper 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. In western Kansas, residents and schools are struggling to access fresh produce being surrounded by farms. J.P. Bazette explains.
The Kansas Department of Education is connecting schools with local farms to improve access to nutritious food. Recently, school nutrition directors visited local farms to explore options. Aaron Davis, the farm-to-plate coordinator, highlighted the challenge of sourcing food for humans in this region. The farm-to-school program aims to provide grants and connections to local producers. Experts believe more produce growers are needed to make this program sustainable in the region.
A group of firefighters is prepared to respond to Hurricane Milton, which is set to make landfall in Florida tomorrow. 9 Kansas fire departments have teamed up to form Kansas Task Force 2, including responders from the Salina and Wichita fire departments. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
All the work Congress has put in recently to try to pass a new budget and avoid a government shutdown has tremendous consequences for other important legislation, including those needed for farmers and ranchers to be able to plan, manage risk, and provide the nation's food supply.
Time is limited for the rest of the year to take up legislation, which is why it's imperative that Congress funds the federal government beyond September 30th so that we avoid a government shutdown and allow for work on other efforts, including passage of a new farm bill.
Emily Buckman, Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, says the importance of a new farm bill can't be overstated.
Updating the farm safety net to help farmers manage risk is necessary for America's food supply.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Several Kansas State University partners are continuing an important collaboration with Network Kansas to build the Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge as one of the leading youth entrepreneurship competitions in the state of Kansas. The Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge, or KEC, is a program of the Network Kansas Entrepreneurship e-Community Partnership and involves several K-State partners, including the Center for the Advancement of Entrepreneurship in the College of Business Administration. Through the K-State 105 Initiative, K-State Research and Extension, and Kansas 4-H are involved for the second year in a row, and K-State Research and Extension and Kansas 4-H have provided nearly $100,000 in support for KEC per year for 3 consecutive years. The Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge represents the culmination of the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge, or YEC, series, a sequence of community-based entrepreneurship competitions for students in grades 6 through 12. And the 2024-2025 competition year marks the 12th annual YEC series. During the most recent 2023-2024 competition year, the YEC series held 58 local-level competitions featuring 1,159 high school and middle school students from across Kansas. More than $90,000 in prize money was awarded to winners across the state, and first-place winners of local YEC events, plus 15 wildcard entries, advanced to KEC, which occurred at K-State in spring 2024. At KEC, young entrepreneurs competed in 3 rounds of live mock boardrooms and a separate optional trade show, as well as a networking game. Overall, more than $80,000 in total prizes were awarded at the 2024 KEC. For K-State Research and Extension, the continued collaboration with Network Kansas is extending another proven program to build vital communities across the state. To learn more about the Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge, you can visit cba.ksu.edu/KEC. The Kansas Department of Agriculture and Kansas Department of Health and Environment are reminding Kansans to vaccinate their pets after two recent cases of rabies in cats. A news release from the Kansas Department of Agriculture advises Kansans to be alert to the human health risk caused by unvaccinated animals following a second detection of rabies in a cat in the last 2 weeks. There have been 6 positive cases of rabies in cats this year, as well as several cases in wildlife, and both of the cases this month were in Jewell County and Harvey County and were in unvaccinated outdoor barn cats, which then exposed multiple humans and other cats. The unknown human exposures have started rabies post-exposure prophylaxis, which is a series of 5 vaccinations to prevent rabies in humans. Rabies is a viral disease transmitted by the bite or scratch of a rabid animal. The Kansas Department of Agriculture said the vaccination is highly effective and that even if an animal is kept indoors, ensuring its vaccination against the virus is up to date serves as an important barrier if it's ever exposed to a wild or stray animal that could be carrying the disease. And those who have barn cats should also have them vaccinated against rabies. Rabies attacks the brain and spinal cord and can take several weeks to months for symptoms to appear. However, early treatment after exposure is best. If you have questions about rabies, you can call 877-427-7317. Governor Kelly proclaimed the month of October as Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Awareness Month, as the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is committed to reducing childhood lead poisoning in the state due to its irreversible and lifelong health effects. Exposure to lead has been shown to result in learning and behavior problems, even at low levels, and most children who are exposed in Kansas are exposed to lead through lead-based paint, contaminated lead dust, and older water pipes and plumbing. There are other ways for children to be exposed. However, there are also many things that you can do to protect your family from lead exposure. In Kansas, 11.7% of children less than 6 years of age were tested for lead poisoning from 2019 to 2023. So if you suspect that your child may have been exposed to lead, you need to talk to your child's health care provider about having your child tested for lead in their blood, as there's no safe blood lead level in children, and the only way to know if a child has been exposed is to get a blood test. For more information and resources to support the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's work on childhood lead poisoning and prevention, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/leadfreekids. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
As cold and flu season approaches, Norton County Hospital and Clinics is here to keep you healthy. Follow these simple tips to stay well. Wash up often and scrub hands for at least 20 seconds. Cough into your elbow to prevent spreading germs. Avoid sharing food and utensils. Get the shot. The flu vaccine is your best defense. Keep your distance from anyone who's sick. And if you're feeling unwell, stay at home and recover. Stay healthy and enjoy a flu-free season.
October is National Pedestrian Safety Month, a time to remind people of the many factors involved in vehicle and pedestrian crashes and to focus on improving safety for everyone. A total of 179 pedestrians across Kansas, ranging in age from 4 to 93, have been hit and killed by vehicles in the 5-year span from 2019 to 2023. As the oldest form of transportation, walking should always be an easy and safe option, and that's why the Kansas Department of Transportation and other transportation organizations are working to raise awareness and improve safety for all pedestrians. The Kansas Department of Transportation is supporting International Walk and Roll to School Day on Wednesday, October 9th, as part of its Safe Routes to School, or SRTS, program. A few safety tips to keep in mind include that everyone should follow the rules of the road and obey signs and signals. Drivers should slow down and watch for pedestrians, yield to pedestrians in or at crosswalks, never pass vehicles stopped at a crosswalk, and avoid blocking crosswalks or sidewalks. Drivers should also use caution when backing up or driving in hard-to-see conditions and invest in a camera or collision detection system. And pedestrians should stay focused, cross streets carefully at marked crosswalks when available, make eye contact with drivers at stop signs, traffic signals, or those that are slowing or stopped at crosswalks, and walk on sidewalks if sidewalks are possible. To learn more about Safe Routes to School, you can visit saferoutes.ksdot.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation will host a public open house from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Monday, October 21st, for the upcoming reconstruction of 3.5 miles of U.S. 281 and the replacement of the North Fork Solomon River Bridge near Portis in Osborne County. The event will be held at the Portis Community Center, located at 206 Market Street in Portis, and the Kansas Department of Transportation and project staff will provide a project overview starting at 5:30 p.m., with design plans and detour information available for review. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, also known as EIC, and construction is scheduled to begin in January 2025. Anyone who requires special assistance or accommodation to attend the meeting should contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Information Officer Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107 no later than 1 week before the meeting date. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, September 30th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The September 2024 vouchers and payroll were submitted to the commission for review and approval, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were signed and approved. Leslie Fonenstill with the Norton County Health spoke with the commission about a request from the City of Norton to assist with the Norton Commons condemnation. As Leslie stated, the city has requested that she become involved in viewing and declaring the complex as a nuisance and health hazard. The commission said they will seek legal counsel to determine the county's involvement. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste reported that the compactor is fixed and in operation again. He reported that the state of Kansas, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, recently inspected the solid waste site for compliance, and Ted stated that the facility passed and the inspection went well. Ted also reported that the City of Norton cleanup for the fall has been set for October 21st through the 23rd. Terry Laughlin with the Norton Road Department stated that the chip and seal contractor was to begin work, and the scheduled roads were the PDRA Road and E1 from Kansas Land Tire to the solid waste site. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the September 23, 2024 minutes, with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until October 7th. I'm Natalie Hatley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Most USDA crop progress categories for corn appear to be above average for this time of year, per the Agriculture Department's latest report. Rod Bain has the numbers.
Corn crop maturity at about the same pace as this same time last year. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
87% of the U.S. corn crop fully mature by October 6th. That is well ahead of the five-year average of 81%.
Yet for corn harvest, only a 9% advancement from the prior week to 30% completion.
That's still ahead of the five-year average of 27%, just a bit behind last year's 31%. It's really because producers are turning to get the soybeans in a lot of cases first. That's not unusual, as the corn's a lot more resilient when the weather does finally turn colder and wetter later in the season.
With a wide range of harvest rates by state, crop condition remains the same in the very good to excellent category from the previous week at 64%.
We are going to end this year with a better corn condition rating than a year ago,
even with corn crop condition challenges outside of the Midwest. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
Now, as far as corn harvest is concerned across Kansas, two-thirds of the harvest was complete at a 60% last year, 52% for the five-year average. 30% of the state's soybean crop has been harvested, behind 35 last year, but ahead of the 22 average. 26% of the state's sorghum crop has been harvested, equal to last year and ahead of the 20% average. 52% of the state's winter wheat crop has been planted, near 51 last year, 50% for the average, and 21% of the crop has emerged, near 24 for both last year and the average. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agri.
Now, we tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. Victory over cancer is in front of us. Right now, cancer research is saving lives. Cancer research, funded by the V Foundation, is leading to new discoveries and new treatments, and ultimately, one day, victory over cancer. Right now, one out of every two men and one out of every three women will get cancer in their lifetime. Now is your moment. You may save someone you love. The V Foundation has the skill, the speed, and the strength to achieve victory over cancer. Because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. It isn't feeling much like autumn in the Central Plains, with high pressure still parked in the southwestern states and the Central Rockies. That's keeping our weather pattern warm and dry for the rest of this week. Temperatures will be a little bit closer to seasonal averages today, but still warmer than normal, 70s in eastern Kansas and 80s for the western counties. A warming trend starts tomorrow with highs in the 80s statewide, and it looks like we'll stay very warm through the upcoming weekend. On the map heading into this afternoon, a weak stationary front is over western Kansas, not having much effect on our weather except for somewhat warmer temperatures for the western high plains this afternoon. Few clouds may drift across the eastern counties. With dry air staying put, our relative humidity stays low, with around 25% in the western counties and about 35% for eastern Kansas. The jet stream pattern is still well to our north, and we have that strong upper-level high-pressure system in the central Rockies extending down into the Four Corners area and over the southwestern states. Surface high pressure over Kansas will drift east on Wednesday. That'll allow a low-pressure lee trough to form over eastern Colorado, and a warm southerly flow will begin over our state, raising our temperatures to the 80s statewide. There aren't many changes to the overall weather pattern happening through the end of the week. Low rain chances and above normal daytime highs. This afternoon for our northwestern counties, low to mid 80s, upper 40s for the overnight hours, low 80s north central, and tonight we're in the low 50s. Upper 70s northeast, upper 40s and low 50s for the overnight, low 80s in the southwestern counties, and tonight we're in the upper 40s. Low 80s in the south central counties, and tonight low 50s, about 80 for the southeastern counties, upper 40s and low 50s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.